Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's take a second to congratulate Lane Lewis for getting engaged since the last time we saw him.
Oh.
Over the weekend, was it?
Lane. Yes. Saturday night.
All right, lay it out.
You consummate that engagement?
Don't worry about that, Roy White. You should have listened to the show Sunday morning for full details on what happened entire day.
Roy's too cool for the weekend.
Podcast it.
I don't know how to do that. Saturday night, pardon me, went to a downtown Louisville. Not our first date, but when we sort of made the thing official a little over a year ago, went to Twisted Root Burger, had a dinner, walked over. They got a really cool like plaza park area, so we went back to the scene of the crime. She was super suspicious because I asked the day ahead of time, hey, do you want to maybe go to that burger place that we like so much? I don't remember what it's called. She's like, why are you asking me? We never make dinner plans a day ahead of time. I don't know. I'm in the mood for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she was super suspicious all day. Said, nothing's going to happen, right? You're not going to record me and do a bit for the radio or something, are you?
Thinking about a bit, not
She had no clue that that's what it was. She was suspicious. Something was going on.
How many bits have you done with her, by the way?
None. Like, literally none. But, like, from the beginning, like, our very first date, she's a big sports radio listener. She thought I was going to record her the whole first date and play it on the show because we talked about it. So she's always kind of been leery of that. I had a friend of mine go and take pictures from the side, filmed it. If you go on my Twitter, Facebook.
I was curious about the video.
Yeah, cell phone video just propped up against my friend's purse kind of off to the side as she took actual photographs with her camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was long distance. I was trying to figure out what was going on with the shot.
Yeah.
What confidence percentage were you that she was going to say yeah?
Oh, 99.9%.
That's my point. I wonder how many people ask nowadays, or ask period, at 60%. I wonder what the percentage is of no's to the engagement, because you ask when you know it's a done deal. It's locked in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be totally shocked for her to say no.
Being in that moment, I cannot even fathom the...
Like, you were just nervous about the execution.
Yeah,
you're not nervous about the answer.
Well, and there's always that little bit in the back of your head, like, what if? Because I asked her dad for permission a week or two ahead of time, and I knew he was going to say yes, but there's always that little bit in the back of your mind. What if he says no? What if she says no? Even though I know that she will, you can't help but think about it. I cannot even fathom how it would have felt.
Uh-huh.
Like, in that moment, I've been thinking about this for 6 months. I've had the ring for a month. I've been planning it, whatever. And this wasn't even super extravagant, like everything that went into it. I cannot even imagine what that is like to go through that.
Hilarious.
And then to hear it. She forgot to say yes initially. It was, are you serious? That was the reaction I got. Oh, yeah, I should probably answer you. Yes, of course.
Nice, Lane.
Cannot imagine. Shout out to you, by the way. Hooked me up with Diamonds Direct.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh, that ring.
Yes, it's all over Facebook. So go and get the treatment yourself. Lane Lewis getting it done, out kicking his coverage. What's her name?
Brittany.
Congratulations to Brittany.
Now, thank you, sir.
What's her favorite show on the station? You can be honest.
Ooh, that is a good question.
Now, besides yours, of course.
Oh, yeah, besides mine, listens to that every week. She really likes the KNC Masterpiece.
Okay.
She'll listen to that on her way home from work.
Okay.
I've gotten her on to G-Bag Nation because she likes some social talk as well.
Okay.
And they will get into that. I think she would really like them. She listens to you guys, too. She initially didn't like you guys. I don't know if you remember. Wasn't a fan of yours early on because you...
we had a run-in at the Rough Riders game. I don't remember what happened.
I think it was the dirt game, and she was carrying, I think, both of our cups as we were leaving.
Sean stiff-armed her?
And she was dancing to the music, and I think Sean was like, hey, you been drinking a little bit? And putting a few back?
Oh,
she's like, who is that guy? God. How dare he think that I've been drinking?
Of all people, to drink shame, too.
Is she a little... she might be a little oversensitive.
She has forgiven you, especially with the connection to our engagement since you played a little bit of
Brittany,
a part.
So yeah, Brittany, so chill out. All right, congratulations, Lane. All right, we continue Out of Bounds. Yesterday, the story came out that Buffalo Wild Wings may be looking to get into the bookmaking game. So we've all been to Buffalo Wild Wings. They operate in all 50 states, And the spokesperson said, as the largest sports bar in America, we believe Buffalo Wild Wings is uniquely positioned to leverage sports gaming to enhance the restaurant experience for our guests. We're actively exploring opportunities, including potential partners, as we evaluate the next steps for our brand. Roy and I had the exact same reaction to this. Now, you know Choppy's reaction instantly is going to be,
This will be great. Nothing will go wrong. It's perfect for them. They're going to be an amazing company, and everybody will be happy.
Every night. And Choppy will be up in there every single night eating his boneless buffalo wings with his fork and knife. But you and I were like, how rowdy is this going to get? Like, what type of family experience is this going to be? You take your kids and the family to Pluckers and Buffalo Wild Wings, and now you're going to have people beating the tables, yelling and screaming. I mean, it's not horse racing where you're going to have it every. And I love going to the track for off-track betting or on-track betting here that we've been to. But is this going to be the same atmosphere?
Look, now I will say this. I mean, you know, people drink at casinos and nothing crazy goes on when it comes to.
Yeah, but kids don't go to casinos.
That's exactly it. Kids are going to be at this thing. You know, what's going to happen the first time a game goes into overtime? You're going to have people tearing that restaurant apart looking for the damn button. Okay, where's this button that they keep pressing, sending games into overtime? I had my team winning by 6.
Yeah.
They were winning the game. And then someone pressed that damn button. What's going on? No, in all seriousness, though. It sounds fun. It sounds fun for the folks at the bar. But
I just wonder how crazy it's going to get, how loud it's going to get in there.
You would have to maybe separate the bar from the regular side of things. You know, Buffalo Wild Wings trying out another deal as well, a beer wall. An entire wall that basically works like a soda dispenser. You go up, you pay for your beer, you pick what you want. You provide your, you know, you don't provide your own glass. You grab a glass. They fill your beer up right there. You don't even need the bartender anymore.
Oh, that's going to get ugly too.
Yeah.
Lane's in the restaurant business. Maybe we're being, you know, oversensitive wussies. But if I saw that McDonald's fight over soda and free water, what's going to happen with people trying to steal beer and alcohol?
On average, Lane, how many nights out of the week would you say you see someone so impaired or so, I guess, dangerous to themselves or others? And I don't mean to, like, put you on the spot with your job, but...
No, that's...
We overserve everyone.
That's actually pretty, like, pretty rare. Every once in a while, we'll have somebody in the bar that clearly is not able to function. That if we'll have people, like, I'll show up at my shift at 5 o'clock, and there'll be the guy sitting there, and he's still there when I'm about to leave at 10 o'clock that are just hanging out. But we don't usually get, like, the crazy drinkers that are getting drunk. Last night, we had a guy walk out with 2 bottles of beer, get in his car, and drive off.
Did you try to stop him?
No, I mean, what can you do? You leave the premises.
Once they leave the premises, you're not.
No,
this is the
thing. You didn't see him walking out with the bottles?
So I was standing in the front of the restaurant, and he walked by me with the bottle in his hand. Some people will. You're not supposed to leave the premises with the bottle, anyways. But some people will go out to smoke a cigarette, come back in, right? And we watched the guy. You know, as he's walking out, you can see he's actually got 2 bottles. Went straight to his car that was on. Lights are on, and I don't know if he chugged them real quick and drove off, but it was the weirdest thing. I'd never seen that one before.
All right. Apparently last night, now Brian Broaddus was on the Cowboys radio call with Brad Sham as we had Laufenberg along with Marcus Spears on TV. And Troy put some Brian Broaddus commercial read on our audio cut sheet. Let's see why.
AT&T gives you more for your thing, whatever your thing is. More entertainment, internet, unlimited plans. AT&T, more for your thing. That's their thing.
Can you say that on the radio?
I don't know.
More for your thing?
I agree.
That's their thing?
That would make me laugh. More for your thing? That's their thing.
What is the saying? Do you know what it's supposed to be?
No, I think that is the saying.
Okay.
AT&T gives you more for your thing.
I don't get
just
it.
Just a euphemism.
Oh, man, Brad Sham getting dirty on there, no?
Hey, Broaddus was laughing first.
Yeah, Broaddus.
I think it's just the way he read it. It was like the emphasis on thing every time he's more for your thing.
Yes.
And then their thing is what your thing.
Did you see?
Then you touched things.
Did you see this woman in North Potomac, Silver Spring area? Her townhome was found with 76 cats and one rabbit in the townhome in North Potomac. And then her 775-square-foot Silver Spring condo. This is the area, kind of, you know, Maryland, Virginia, where I'm from. 50 cats and two rabbits. Facing 30-plus years in prison on 125-plus animal cruelty counts. 125 cats and three rabbits stored up. Would you rather...
It's a lot of pee.
Would you rather be closely related to hoarder or animal compiler?
Ooh.
You gotta go with the hoarder.
Gotta go hoarder because it doesn't come with like animal waste as a part of it. That's the part.
Anytime
you've watched one of these shows, Animal Rescue, where they go in, like as bad as the hoarders can be, and they can be nasty. They're leaving trash, you know, in their house for years on end. All right. Yeah, that brings the flies. That can get bad. You might have a rodent infestation. But the cats, the dogs, the manginess of their fur and how bad you feel for the animals.
Yeah, but those rats are coming in, too. They're pooping everywhere. Because, like, the normal hoarding still brings animals in.
I have a friend. She's an attractive girl. We all know her. She's cool. I party with her all the time. But she's got three dogs just to herself. And I'm kind of like thinking about the line that she's near of, man, this is just nastiness. This is just, and everyone listening probably has three dogs.
Big slobbery things too. They're not like little dainty little like foo-foo dogs.
Yeah, they're big dogs.
Yeah, they're big slobbers that when they eat, they're smacking their food all over the kitchen.
Like Jay Novacek. I'm going to fire a shot at Jay Novacek. I can't imagine what Jay Novacek's house looks like. He's out there on a ranch. His wife, I think, wants 14 dogs and like, it's just too much. It's too much fur. It's too much hair. You got ticks. You got fleas. You got drool. You got slobber. You got bathroom stuff. But cat lady. It's always got to be a freaking cat lady. Do you know what's the most amount of animals that you know one of your friends or family members has? Is there someone where you're like, okay, they're getting near. Someone that has like four cats. Someone that has like five dogs.
Yeah, when I was in high school, one of my best friends had six animals, four dogs and two cats, and his house did smell like crap. Like they didn't clean up well enough after his dogs, and he would actually make comments about it too. He'd get mad about it because his mom was responsible for it. He's like, my mom went and got another dog again. Yeah, she's going to have to clean that ass up because I'm not doing it.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't blame you, but at the same time, you got to live in it, so.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.